This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. We've all heard that before. Maybe it was a grandparent, a parent. Maybe we're passing that on to our own kids and grandkids. And what does this mean for our finances? How do we keep from counting our chickens before they hatch in our nest egg? See what we did there? Pretty cute. Well, you're going to find out today, Scott McLean and Financial Insanity. Out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. So, Scott, what do you think of when you hear don't count your chickens before they hatch as it applies to retirement income?
So not as it applies to my farm.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously you heard noise from our farm, but the neatest thing is, you know, we all depend on income coming in when you're in retirement or nearing retirement. I had a phone call today from a couple that just moved to Green Cove Springs, Florida, and this couple is trying to plan the retirement. So counting your chickens before they hatch is, we definitely want to have a nice income, but what if something happens? What if you get sick and disabled and you, what if you retire? What if you get fired? When we talk about Social Security, of course, are you thinking about, well, what if my spouse takes it first and I take mine later? Great option. But on the other side of the coin, when you're thinking about taking your Social Security, what if your spouse dies and you lose that option? So when you're planning for Social Security, the biggest challenge I find is they don't look at holistically looking, I call it the three-legged stool, your Social Security, your current investments, and your retirement investments, or maybe your pension. And you must really delve into questions like that when you're planning your retirement, because you're trying to count your chickens before they hatch. But what if something happens? So you need to ask a lot of different variables. I think this is very, very important, Alex.
Absolutely. And Scott, when we're talking specifically about Social Security and not counting your chickens before they hatch, the easy thing to think about is the cost of living adjustment. And this is made each year. And I hear you laughing. And
it's going up.
Yeah. Well, we got an estimate from the Senior Citizens League. And no, that's not, the softball league or anything. But there could be a 9.6% increase in Social Security payments next year. But we don't want to just assume that and make plans based on that, right, Scott?
No, I would run the numbers just for giggles. I would really think about 7 to 9%. Now, they're saying about 8.7 or perhaps 9. So again, counting the chickens before the hatch, just be glad they have Social Security. Be glad that if you're taking it now, you're getting Social Security. But use that in your numbers if you want. Just use a quick thing. Maybe an extra average is about an extra $150 plus or minus to $10. It's about $150 is the average.
Well, and you know, there's still a lot of data to be collected, and before that official COLA is announced, so that could all go down. And as far as counting on Social Security for income, I mean, how much should we be counting on that as we move forward?
Well, you need to really, if you're listening right now, grab yourself a pen, paper, or pencil. If you simply go to Social Security, you need to know your numbers. I could throw all sorts of numbers out there, but that'd be like a doctor giving you a prescription for a ailment you don't have. But I think the first part is to really go to socialsecurity.gov, and it's called My Account. You can actually log in if you haven't done it before and watch your numbers, watch your income. They could be wrong. My Social Security. Go Google that. Upload. Download the information. You can get your report right away. And I think this is very important for those of you that are divorced. And maybe you're trying to, maybe you should take your husband's or your wife's, or I should say your significant other, prior significant other, take their Social Security. So should you or shouldn't you take their Social Security and let yours be delayed? This is very important. This report, go to mysocialsecurity.gov. I think it's called socialsecurity.gov and then my account. Download that report. If you can't get your report, you need to call Social Security. You need that report before you start counting your chickens, as we spoke about, because you could be way off. Your report could be wrong. Very important.
If you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. You can reach Scott and his team, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Another area here where this lesson comes into play on how your retirement income is going to be taxed. Don't want to necessarily look at account balances and assume that's the amount we get to spend in retirement. Tell us, Scott, taxes, the impact that's going to have on retirement.
Alex, this is so important if you're listening right now, why your advisor should be looking at your tax returns or asking you questions on an annual basis. Why? Because 1 year, your Social Security may not be taxed at all because of the marginal tax bracket. And the Social Security could be totally tax-free. And then all of a sudden, you hit a wonderful age, let's say 72. You've received tax-free Social Security, and now because you're taking your required minimum distributions from your investments, it's now taxed up to, drum roll please, that's right, 85%. 85% it can be taxed up to. This is why the tax returns is critical to look at when you're planning heading into retirement or while you're in retirement. And this is not an Einstein deal. It's very, very, it's very simple, especially if your advisor has been doing it for years. I'm sure your tax preparer has been doing taxes for years, but their job is not to guide you. Their job is to do the taxes. This is where your financial advisor, preferably a fiduciary that's looking for your best interest. If you're not, you're looking at the wrong, you're looking at the wrong neighborhood. And for those do-it-yourselfers, you need to pay attention to Social Security and how it's taxed. Now, to put the whole picture together, like you said, Alex, you've got your 401k, 403b, perhaps you have a 457. Maybe you have a defined contribution plan. How is that taxed? That's called ordinary income. So when you're pulling money out of those vehicles, perhaps you have other vehicles, let's say a non-qualified account, a joint account, maybe money you've been saving on the side. When you design your retirement for efficiency, tax efficiency, as well as less taxation, perhaps your spouse's lights are going dim, which account should you use? Perhaps your spouse is now disabled and you're pulling money to pay for a in-home nursing. You see, Alex, how many choices there are. So I'm talking on the radio to you, you listeners right now, I'm speaking to you because you have choices to make and everybody is not cookie cutter. I hate financial planning shows where they give you what to do, but everybody's not the same. You know, if you want some ideas or some thoughts or some concerns, please don't put this off because when you make a choice for Social Security, when you turn on your pension plan and make choices for pension, when you start pulling money out of your accounts, which account do you pull it out from? This is why it's important. Write this down. This is, please, please do yourself a favor. Write this down. Ready? 609-488-4646. Write this down. 609-488-4646, because I'll be able to help guide you. You give me a call off the air at our radio station here, 609-488-4646, because you might have questions, and I guarantee you I will have answers. Why do I say guarantee? Because if I don't, I'll find them out for you. How's that? Or I'll lead you to someone who can, because this is something you're making a decision to retire. You look at all your investment accounts and how, where, how much do you pull out of your accounts so you can minimize taxes.
Well, and Scott, the whole topic today, talking about not counting chickens before they hatch, is all about not making assumptions, not assuming you're going to be okay or that you're going to be, you know, not okay. And
you're right.
And this is where, Scott, bringing you in, bringing in a professional, whether it's a first or a second or a third opinion, but just that right. You don't want to make these assumptions. And you alluded to it, but there's just so many details and so many codes and so many rules and tax rates change all the time, and how do you stay ahead of these things, and so you're not just being reactive. And these are all things that you can either think about, or you can invest some time with someone to think about that for you.
Well, right? Alex, you said the word reactive, and I think that's a very powerful question, because most of us are reactive. It's like, I want to go get something in the store. You go to McDonald's, you buy food that's maybe not that healthy for you. You're reactively going to fill your hanger tank, or I think my daughter calls me sometimes when I don't eat. You want to make a quick answer, but that quick answer could cause more ailments, more challenges, more problems. So you want to be proactive, not reactive. And this is a big point, counting your chickens before they hatch. Well, things do change. So you could plan now, but maybe later on in life, another 2 or 3 months, all of a sudden, I'll give you a case in point that your child has taken sick. And I'm not being doom and gloomer here early in the morning, but your child has taken sick, and perhaps maybe now you have to take care of the grandkids. Maybe now your retirement has changed. Maybe now you are putting the kids, the grandkids, and now you're raising the grandkids. I know I have several clients like this. They're about to retire, and all of a sudden now they become, like I should say, parents, but now they're grandparents. But now the tax return changed because now they have some different exemptions. This is not a set it and forget it deal. This is not a deal where your advisor meets with you one time and over the phone or on Zoom or in person and you're done. This is a plan that's fluid. Alex, we spoke in one of our shows about a financial plan. Anytime you put a financial plan is, to me, ridiculous if it's for your life, because it's not stagnant. It's for that point in time, and then that's set. But things change. So a financial plan, you pay a financial planner to put a plan together, and today the plan looks wonderful, but 6 months down the line, the plan has changed. You pay all that money, but life has changed. This is why I think it's crazy to put a financial plan and put a period at the end of that word financial plan, because it is a moving target. Life is a moving target, as we all know.
Scott, if someone's sitting there, they have questions about Social Security, or they have questions about taxes in retirement, or how to generate retirement income, or if they just simply think, you know what, I've had one person looking at my stuff, maybe I need a second person, a second set of eyes, what should folks out there do?
That makes sense to get a second set of eyes, whether it's with our firm here at McLean Advisory in Weirton, New Jersey, which we've been doing, a proud supporter of WBNJ for so many years because we're able to educate people. But get someone who can take a look at your stuff holistically, which is why I said in the beginning of the show, go to your Social Security, ssa.gov, download your Social Security report. Then, of course, when you meet with a second opinion or third opinion, or obviously you'll give us a call at our studio, 609-488-4646, to help guide you through these many, many decisions you're making that you think it's a simple decision, but simplicity, I call the disease of ease. It seems simple, but it could not be simple. So this is important to give us a call if we can help you off the air at our station here for any kind of questions you might have. We'd love to help you as we've been doing now for 41 years, I guess now, Alex.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And yeah. You are listening to Financial Insanity, Out of the Box Thinking for Your Financial Sanity. More with Scott coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Millions of Americans' retirement money is in something like an IRA or a 401k. And as a whole, U.S. retirement assets are more than $32 trillion. And over half of it, over $19 trillion, is in IRAs and defined contribution plans. I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McClain. 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. But what do you think about those figures there, and what's that mean for folks, Scott?
It's amazing. I'm so excited to see, even though the markets are like a Dunkin' yo-yo, goes up and down. When you're climbing a mountain, Alex, and you're going a yo-yo, you're watching your yo-yo go up and down. The goal is to get to the mountaintop. So if you're just watching the yo-yo, you don't know where you're going. You're just watching the yo-yo go up and down. It's almost right now. People are watching the markets go up and down, but they don't know what's the end game. So a lot of people, all of us that are heading into retirement, they're building up their savings. There's some types of retirement accounts, whether they're Roth IRAs, you mentioned a 401k, 403b, 457. We have the defined contribution. There's a lot of different retirement plans, and I call that yummy money or ugly money. The ugly money is defined retirement plans, 401ks, 403, because when you pull it out, it's taxable. Mm. And when we spend time with our clients, we want to see the tax return and how are you going to pull out money. So the decision really is to really save money, A. B, how much should you be saving, and C, where do you put the money to get in this crazy stock market? And you definitely don't want to have a lot of Pepto-Bismol every single night when you go to bed and watch the bad news.
No.
How do you get stability and strength? And this is where you need a coach. And really, when you start pulling money out of the markets, this is now a tax game. So when you meet with your financial advisor and he or she is not asking to look at the tax return, they're leaving a piece of you out. It's like running a marathon in the rain. And on rocks, but you have no shoes on. Double dumb, double butt dumb. And I can tell you, you want to make sure you have the right equipment, the right tools when the market is like it is, volatile as it is right now, and you're about to retire. So again, I'm so glad you keep putting money in, dollar cost averaging. We can talk about that later on if they want to, but the question is, what should you do now? And I can tell you, this is really important.
Well, and Scott, the thing is, too, when we're talking about these accounts, the big thing to think about, and you hit on it, was how are these things going to be taxed? So you're talking about a 401k, IRA, and so there's different options there, and it just matters when it comes down to it of how that retirement income is going to be taxed. And so this is just important details, obviously, for people to know about.
You know, this is why I wrote the book, The Three Blind Mice. And if you're listening to me right now, if you want to get a copy of the book, anybody who wants to come in and meet with me, I'd be happy to give it to you. I'm not trying to sell the book at all. But I think what's happening is you have your three blind mice, your financial advisor, your legal guy, your will, power of attorney, living will. And then, of course, you've got your tax guy, your CPA or your accountant or whatever. And this is what's so important, that the financial guy or gal that you're working with, if they're not looking at the tax return and you're about to pull money out and you're ready to retire, the most important thing I can tell you, I can encourage you, I would beg you, is to get with your financial guy or gal and say, here's my tax return. How should I be pulling money out? What's going to be the most challenging process of pulling money out? How much extra tax will I pay? When Social Security was tax-free, now Social Security can be taxed up to 85%, and you don't even know that. How does that get affected? And when you're pulling money out of these qualified plans, I call it ugly money because it's qualified, you have to pay tax at the ordinary tax basis. When you pull the money out, how much are you going to pay in taxes? And I think I know for a fact when we meet with people who want to come in and want to get a second opinion or a third opinion, this is a tremendous tool. This, what is this? The tax return. It is a tremendous, powerful tool when you're going into retirement, along with if you're getting Social Security disability, maybe your spouse is getting that. Or maybe you're getting two or three different pension plans, or maybe you're not getting Social Security because you work for the railroad, you're getting a different plan. So this is a not a one time meet somebody and invest. No, This is a game plan or a discussion on how to best optimize your retirement for the best choices. You won't have to pay excessive taxes because you walk through the process of taxes. And I can tell you, this is where the whether it's pre-tax, post-tax retirement, you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention to taxes because you think you're going to live on, let's say, $4,000 a month, but you end up living on maybe $3,500 a month. That $500 could affect people.
Right.
You know, because of why? You didn't take in the consideration, not you, but the person that you're working with did not look at the taxes. And this is a vital mistake.
Yes. 609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. We're talking about decisions that need to be made in regards to your 401k or your IRA. And, you know, one of those things is the rules about taking money out of these accounts. And What do we need to know, Scott, about when we have to start taking those required minimum distributions, those RMDs?
Well, those required minimum distributions are exciting. I think every year the government's lately setting a game plan up to postpone it. And it sounds great. I can postpone it. It used to be 70 and a half, changed to 72, and now it's 73. So they're postponing and say, oh, the government's so nice. Okay, well, they changed something else. They changed, what if you pass away and it goes to, let's say, the nieces, the nephews, maybe your kids. Now you have what's called it becomes a beneficiary IRA. Or maybe your mother and dad passed away and you're receiving it. Those are out there. If you received an inheritance, do yourself a favor. Give our studios a quick shout out and set a time up with me for 10, 15 minutes. We can talk about the beneficiary IRA post-2020, pre-2020, because this is the mistakes I have seen so often. How do you pull money out? The government changed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's use the rules for your benefit, not for Scott's benefit, not for your financial advisors, your benefit, for your benefit. And this is where the tax return, along with maybe the IRAs, the 401ks, come involved. Maybe you receive money from someone passing, beneficiary IRAs, or maybe it's time to start doing a conversion based on your tax return to converting it to Roth IRAs, tax-free money. And you can do that over a period of time until, of course, the government's allowing you still to do it, and they want to get their hands on your money. The IRS is amazing. I do believe, Alex, they need to hire more people without guns, by the way. Just hire more IRS people, because who likes sitting on the phone for 3 hours just to speak to somebody, get an answer, and you get a brand new person, they give you a half-tail answer. This is not good. This is why, if you're out there, you've got a financial guy or gal, you love them to death, or you want to give us a call, let's take a look at the tax returns, because 403B, 401K, 457 IRAs all have a left hook coming. And when it comes, you don't want to be the recipient of that left hook. In other words, excessive taxes because you didn't pay attention, or the financial person you're working with didn't even look at that. And that's the three blind mice you're working with. They didn't pay attention.
Well, and Scott, it just speaks to, too, like there's changes that happen all the time. There's rules, there's requirements that may adjust or that are just, you know, hard to remember. And if you were trying to do this DIY approach, the kind of stuff that you'd have to keep in your mind and you'd have to keep updated, and you're going to miss something. And that's where somebody like you, Scott, I mean, sure, the rule changes, they might bother you too, as far as, okay, now I got to learn something new. But that's your job, is to go in here, okay, RMD changed from 72 to 73. What does that mean? Okay, you know, these new rules because this new administration, or due to what's going on with the economy, this is kind of what we can foresee happening. I mean, these are things that man, it wears you out as an advisor having to keep track of, but that's your job. That's what you love to do. You love being that person for folks. And so they can go focus on other things. Go see those grandkids. Go play some golf today. Don't be sitting here trying to get all the, you know, details worked out of every single plan you have, every single account. I mean, it's good for you to know some things, but shoot, let the expert help guide you also. That's why you're here.
It is. And I want to thank those of you who have been with me for so long. I know we've received so many phone calls because of our radio show. We've done a lot of TV. You've probably seen my beautiful face or George's beautiful face on TV. We do this not to strum up a ton of business, to let you know, hey, we're out there. We're on our game. The laws change, as you well stated, Alex. They change so rapidly. And I myself, we still got to go through the continuing education process. We still got to take classes. And it's not like a professor sitting behind the pulpit and teaching students. I'm in the game working with clients and teaching other people because I love it. And I think education is so important. And, you know, sometimes I miss rules. I miss it. Yeah, that's right. I made a mistake. Okay, great. If I miss something, the neat thing is I've got people to lean on and run things by, whether it's a pool of CFAs, Chartered Financial Analysts, or CPAs. I can make a couple phone calls and just double check my work, which is what we do here. Like you said, Alex, that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
And rules do change. Alex, to give you an example, I was helping a young woman. Here she is, 55. The rules is, on IRAs, you can pull money out after 59 and a half. And she wanted income. She inherited a lot of money from her daddy, and she wanted to pull income out. So we put her into a couple vehicles. Some of the money went into a non-qualified account, which means when you pull it out, it's not taxable, except for any kind of short-term, long-term capital gain. But she also had IRAs. So we did a strategy program, and I looked through it all. I said, you know what? Based on the risk factor, the beta, with the alpha factor, how much growth we can have, and this is about as deep as I'm going to get on the radio, where does she put her money? You know, we took money out of her account because she's 55. She can't take it from IRAs unless she turns it on to a 72T. Well, we changed her investment. She is getting a nice check every single month, non-taxable. And then when she turns 59 and a half, we switch accounts, we start doing some Roth conversions, and she still pulls money out, keeping her tax bracket down. Really fun stuff. It's almost like you and I are playing chess. The one who has the more knowledge and can think four or five steps ahead, you're the winner. I don't know if you guys are out there, if you're the winner. You're a winner when you look at the taxes and the investment. If you're not, you could be being set up, as the Three Blind Mice says, they need to talk to each other. And if they don't, you're the one who are going to suffer the consequences. Don't let that happen. Give our studios a call. If you would like that help, we're here for you. 609-488-4646. Again, 609-488-46. No cost, no obligation. By the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646.com. You'll go there. You can peruse the site, see what's going on. And then give our studios a call. Ask for Bonnie. She'll put you in the queue. Would love to speak to you. No cost, no obligation. Because making tax decisions could cost an exorbitant amount of money that you didn't have to pay. And that's called regret.
Whether it's a 401k or an IRA that you have for retirement, one thing is certain. You can't treat your retirement account like an ATM. Spending down your savings too quickly and running out of money is an option, well, you just can't afford. Financial Insanity with Scott McClain continues in just a moment.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisor Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement.
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online, 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice. Whether you have a 401k or an IRA, you cannot treat those things like a big ATM. Those retirement accounts, well, there are certain strategies that you have to implement to make sure you do not run out of money in retirement. The number, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, if you want to talk to Scott and his team over at the McLean Advisory Group. But what do you think about that, Scott? Probably should have some strategies so you don't run out of that money in those retirement accounts.
Well, you could do the Wing Chun plan and wing it.
Yeah. I mean, might be fun for a little bit, but
it would
eventually.
Be. You know, in your early years, they call it the go-go years.
Yep.
You're making a fat income, and then you retire. You put the skids on, and you and your lovely spouse or your family want to go on trips, and you're spending money.
Yep.
This is really important. I love meeting with people at least a year before retirement, if not 6 months at the latest. Hey, Scott, we're fixing to retire. Okay, great. We can take a fixed dollar amount, but what I find is when you're living, let's say, on $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year, and you are working, well, you're making that money. But you have now retired. Now you got no other taxes. Social Security tax, that's off the table. You're not paying that. FICA, FUCA tax, it's off the table. The question's going to be, how are you going to pull it out? Maybe from a fixed amount of money, I want to pull $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month. Okay, great. What investments are you in? And maybe you say, well, Scott, you know what? I want to pull a lot out now. I want to buy a new car. I want to buy, I want to go on a trip to Europe and I want to spend some money. This is not a wing it plan, even though it is kind of when you're first retired. Most people have a juicy income. They go to retirement and they're, all right, I'll just live on the same income. I call it the wing it plan. And they don't think, okay, they could be spending a lot of money. Usually in the go-go years, when you first retire, then we have the slow-go years. You're not doing as much. So maybe you're not going to that same vacation. You did it. You done it. You don't want to do it again. And then we have the no-go years. Your lights are twinkling. Maybe they're getting dull. Or maybe you say, you know what? I don't want to go snow skiing anymore. My knees are busted. I can't go. Y'all have fun. And so is it the fixed dollar plan? Is it maybe a limited? Maybe you're going to limit withdrawals over that period of time. Do you have investments that by way of contract, listen, investments by way of contract, they're paying a steady check to you and they could pay a steady check for your life or by way of the contract, like a bond, like a preferred. What if they don't pay a dividend? And so these are really, really important. Then some of you guys out there and ladies, lovely, beautiful ladies and men, maybe you have the bucket plan. I called you. You put your money in a bucket, you start pulling it out. How much do you pull out of the bucket? Or maybe you have a bucket plan. I have enough money in case the refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. Refrigerator breaks. Save, save, save. I need 4 new tires in my car. Save, save, save. The kids are going through a divorce. They need help. Save, save, save. The kids can't pay their mortgage. I'm going to help them. This is a bucket plan. You know, I call it an emergency type of plan. But remember, it's your emergency. For those retiring, it's not the kids' retirement. They got to go through the bump in the road sometimes. I know everybody wants to bail the kids out. But sometimes you need, and I don't mean to be ugly. If anyone's out there listening, if you haven't met me, I'm really warm and love people to death, but sometimes they just have to go through that bump in the road to figure it out themselves.
Right.
And this could minimize the required minimum distribution by using the Roth conversion tool. So maybe we'll start putting in the IRAs and 401k monies. We start pulling the 403b. We start pulling the money out. Again, you look at how do I pull income out? This is where I always talk about. If you've listened to me before, I say TR, total return equals I plus G, income plus growth. So if you have a growth plan, you can't spend growth when it drops, right? But if you have income, you don't have to sell off shares. You enjoy the dividend, that dividend or the interest coming in. And I can tell you, the distribution strategies that are out there are really vital when those of you heading into retirement, if you're not paying attention, look at all the neat strategies that could happen. And there's some cool ones out there. It's really, really can be really simple when the when you get someone to educate you through that process, your light bulb will come on like it did in mine when I was in school. It's like, wow, this is cool. I got to tell everybody. And now you head into the education phase, which we've been doing. So, Alex, that's really important for people out there. If you're in retirement or about to retire, how do you set it up?
Yes. Talking IRA and 401k decisions today. If you have questions, the number is 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott, how do we figure out how much income we're going to need these different accounts to generate? We know that we're going to need to figure out different ways than just that paycheck in the future. These are some strategies, but how do we discern, you know, decipher how much income from here, how much from here? How do we go about that process?
So that's a really loaded question.
Right.
So when first of all, you see how much money do we have in qualified plans. A qualified plan could be an IRA, a 401k, 403b, 457. This is taxable money. Then we look at the non-taxable money, money market, savings account, fixed accounts, CDs. And we say, okay, maybe we take from both sides. Why? Taxes. How can we reduce taxes? And then we say, look, we also have income coming in from where? Well, maybe you have a pension plan. This is the biggest mistake I can see people making. They take the maximum withdrawal and the spouse gets nothing because they buy, let's say, $200,000 of insurance. They think that's a lot. And they take the maximum plan. For example, maybe you choose the plan that's going to give you $3,000 maximum for life. And if you buy $200,000, if you die, they take the $200,000 thinking that $300,000 or that money, that $3,000 a month will last. It won't. So let me give you some formulas. If you have a pencil and paper, if you're driving right now, pull over, or maybe you go to our website, 609-488-4646.com. You'll probably hear that we're going to save this radio show and put it on there. But I called the rule of four. They've been using this for years. So let's say I need $3,000 a month and I don't have any pension plan and I'm not using my Social Security. I need $3,000 a month. Real simple. 3,000 times 12 is $36,000. What's going to fund the 36,000? Again, this is you must do your budget first. So you know, worst case scenario, cat food? No, let's stay away from cat food and dog food, although that may be more healthy for you. I don't know these days, but $36,000 divided by 0.04 to give you $36,000 a year, that's $900,000 of assets. So when I see people taking the maximum plan, getting $200,000, they're short by $700,000 if they plan on living a good long time. Now, taking Social Security, this is another one of the game plans. When do you turn it on? This is, by the way, for some of you, you probably need to turn it on now. For others of you, you may say, you know what, we can delay it. Everybody is not a cookie cutter machine. Well, I heard the IRS and the Social Security and all the government plans, Social Security is going to be out by 2033. If you've been to my workshops, I've been talking about this. This is nothing new if you've been under my tutelage because I've been talking about this. The question is, how are you going to pull out money and where? So when we think about it, we look at number one, your budget. What do you really need? What do you really want? Worst case, best case scenario. Your mom and dad taught you all that. The next question is, how is the taxes going to be affected? How much do I have to pull out in taxes? And third, where? Like Alex, you mentioned in the beginning, what accounts do we take from? Again, that is where the tax return and your choices. Maybe you have a pension plan. Let's add in the Social Security. When do we turn Social Security on? Do we start to burn down money now or not? This is loaded. So when Alex, that question you ask, that's a loaded question. You can't, we're on the radio right now. In the worst case scenarios, I give you advice and for maybe a few of you, it's great advice if I give you one game plan. But we're not a set it and forget it environment. We're not a cookie cutter people. Everyone's so different. Some of you guys out there and ladies are taking care of a special needs child. And maybe you need to think about the special needs. Some of you have what's called the Veterans Aid and Attendance Pension Benefit, and you want to protect your assets and, of course, get the veterans benefit. Maybe some of you are out there saying, you know, Scott, I've got a Social Security, but we did choose the plan, the maximum plan. What do we do to protect my spouse or my kids? How do I protect money? It's not a set it and forget. Anytime, Alex, I meet people, it's not a one-time meeting. Let's go ahead and make some sales. We never do that. I've got to meet people, ask them lots of questions, whether it's one meeting or two meetings or three meetings. No cost, no obligation. I got to get to know your situation, know what's going on, know the dynamics. Because I guarantee you, if you've got the special needs grandchild and you want to leave money to that grandchild, or maybe your wife or your husband's lights are going dim, and maybe you need to shift that money into an irrevocable trust to hide your house and hide your assets from, I say, the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. How do we protect our money? And so we think about maybe special trust, which is when we work with the legal departments. So I'm not sure about you out there that are listening right now. This is not a, Alex asked a very difficult question, but a very powerful question. How do you figure out how much money or income you need in these different accounts to generate? That determines on several questions. And so that's a loaded question. I know I took probably excessive time. If you're out there and you're saying, Scott, we've got a lot of different accounts. They're all over the place. Do yourself a favor and give our studios a call off the air. And then to say, you know what? I felt comfortable on the phone, Scott. I felt you didn't have to beg or bug. We won't do that. My name is on the door. This is our going in our 43rd year of the business. And if the Lord lets me have another 43 years, otherwise I got younger people in my office. So our office will continue for another 43 years. But I think the question is, how do you set your money up so it'll last a good long time? For the rest of your life that you can bank on. And that's why people give us a call off the air, 609-488-4646. That's my studio, 609-488-4646.com if you want to visit us online. But Alex, that's a really hard question. Well, I hope I try to answer some of those people out there.
Well, and what you did, Scott, was you made it very clear that an income strategy is necessary in retirement, having one set and so that you have a plan. And to that point, Scott, when is the best time to get with a trusted financial partner to make that happen as far as having that income strategy in retirement? When is the right time to have that conversation?
I love meeting people, whether it's 5 years before, and worst case scenario, 6 months before.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because we have to put a plan together where they can practice it. Because you're going to mess up the first 4, 5, 6 months. You're going to mess up. Almost like working out. You work out one day, your body's sore, you don't want to work out again. This is a plan that needs to be put in place. And then have someone hold you accountable, because this is not a do-over plan. This is not a set it and forget it.
Scott welcomes you to try that number. Also, if you would rather go to the website, it is simply the phone number with .com at the end. So 609-488-4646.com.
How simple is that?
Pretty darn easy. And when we come back, we're going to be traveling back in time to 1965.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty groovy. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction in the United States back in 1965. Taking a trip back in the time machine here this week. You know, it also happened, Scott, 1965. I was there recently. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis was completed. Martin Luther King Jr. led a civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery to push for voting rights.
Great Hell man. Yeah.
Voting Rights Act signed into law later that year. Top grossing movies. Here you go, Scott. Sound of Music.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, and also Thunderball.
Who remembers Thunderball?
James Bond.
Is that James Bond?
Yeah, and I don't know which one that would have been in 1965. Which
There's
Bond?
There's so many James Bond. He was my favorite.
Who freaking knows? But no, that is pretty great. Now, Financial World, 1965. See how you feel about this. Gas, 31 cents a gallon. A little bit different now. Postage stamp, 5 cents. Cost of a home, $21,500. Good luck getting a car at that price nowadays. The cost of a new car, 1965, around $2,600. Loaf of bread, 21 cents. And hamburger, fries, salad, dessert. Well, that meal, $1. Scott, different times, my friend. Different times. What do you think of that?
It was. I love the Happy Meals. That's when those people are on a diet, they go for a Happy Meal. I'll take three of those. But you're right. The dollar meal is a. I don't think there's any more dollar meals these days.
You can't find it. Can't find it. No. I mean, few and far between. That's for sure. I don't know what it's a gut buster every time you do it. For sure. I don't know health wise if it's smart if it costs only a dollar. But
well, that's amazing.
But times have changed, huh, Scott? What does that tell us about money? I mean,
you know, I was thinking about this when you brought up 1965 and the music resonates. All of us listening right now, if you're my age or older, Alex is a young kid. So I'm the old goat in this picture. But I think it's funny because when I do our workshops, Alex, thinking about money, I mean, frankly, you think about the dollar hamburgers. Now you got to spend, what, $5-6 for a hamburger. You got to pay the kids behind the counter almost $15 an hour. Boy, haven't times changed drastically. But I want to bring something up that was kind of unusual in 1965. First of all, if you look at the S&P, the Standard & Poor's, in 1965 was right around 85. Today, it's 3,900. Now, why do I bring that in there? In every market, there's either a bear market or a bull market. People don't equate this, Alex. And when there's a bear market from point A to point B, it comes out of a bear market and goes into a bull market. The funniness or the uniqueness of this is that in 1966 to 1982, if you're listening right now, you might want, if you've been to my workshops, you know this. But in 1966 to 82, the exciting part was the price to earnings ratio was right around 24, 25. Robert Shiller stated, brilliant guy, Nobel Prize, when the market gets around 20, it's warning. Anything over 20 to 30, it's not a yellow light. It's getting to be redder. It's, in other words, time to put your brakes on or slow down your thinking process. Now, we see what's happening right now. We see what the market's doing today. We see the price of goods and services going up. I mean, the hamburgers, as Alex, as you said, is no more a dollar a hamburger, a loaf of bread, 21 cents, or for surely you're not going to go fill up your car with 31 cents a gallon. My bad habit then was water skiing and filling up the boat at 25 to 31 cents a gallon was amazing. But when I equate that to the stock market, Alex, most people aren't aware when Robert Shiller says when the price earning ratio gets above 20 to 25, it's a warning sign. Now, if you're listening right now and you go to the Yahoo Finance, I want to tie these two things in because in 1965, as I mentioned to you, in the month of January, the S&P, the Standard & Poor's of 500 companies, was right around 86. Now, if you're listening right now, it took until 86 to 78 just to break even. In other words, no growth. And then the market took off. And frankly, the price-to-earnings ratio didn't drop until 1982. So when the market took a drop, people get nervous. Now, if you have money and you're not worried about it, Alex, you can ride it out. The question is, how long are you going to ride it out? And the challenge, what I find in looking at these, well, as you played, I can get no satisfaction, as you said earlier. Well, you know what? People want as much money as you have. And as the client I met today, how are we going to protect our money in these climates we're having right now? And I can tell you there's a lot of issues going on. As history shows, there's three to six drops in every bear market until the market comes back. We haven't had the third yet. Could this be it? I don't know. But I can tell you, when we look at history, if history has a way of repeating itself, you might want to hunker down and call our studios with your thoughts and questions. The reason why is because you're not sure. Should you get in? Should you get out? Should you ride it out? Could the market continue to dive down, or could it come back? 609-488-4646. I'd love to answer some of your questions if I can. I'd like to really help you out if you need, as we talked about earlier, maybe another opinion. And maybe say, Scott, I like your opinion. Please don't try to sell me. I won't. People know me for 41 years. I'm not going to beg or bug you. But not knowing the facts of the history of the stock market, could we be at a period of time where the market could get even worse and chaos sets in?
And Scott, I thought it was interesting as we're talking about 1965, wrapping up the show today. In the world of retirement planning, some interesting notes. President Lyndon B. Johnson, he signed Medicare into law in 1965. Yep. Also, here's this, life expectancy in the U.S., 73.8 for women, 66.8 for men. That's just not enough. I'm glad that has gone up. Now, anyone born then, 57 years old now, thinking about retirement planning, hopefully, what's your top advice? Anyone born in around 1965, Scott, as we're wrapping up today's program?
I think their advice should be there. If your spouse, husband or wife, significant other needs to understand what to do with the money, since you women live longer than us men usually. How do you handle the money? So security comes off the table. You lost one of the two Social Securities if you're married. Or maybe if you're single out there and you have children, maybe you need to have I call it a come to Jesus, meet with them. Bring them into the office and let's have a talk. Facing some unusual times that we faced back in the 60s, like you brought up, Alex, in 66 to 82. A very bearish market. We're almost emulating that right now.
Scott, a final time. People listening today, they have questions and maybe they want some answers. How could they get a hold of you?
I'd love to speak to anyone. No cost, no obligation, off the air. Give our studios a call. Write down your questions. Maybe you're listening this late at night, or maybe you're listening this early in the morning, and maybe here it is Saturday morning and you're listening to us and no one's in the office. Write the questions down. Give our studios a call. There's somebody answering the phones right now. Schedule a time we can talk. because I can tell you this is why we've been the radio station so long with 91.9 at WBNJ, because we want to educate you to make sound financial decisions. 609-488-4646. That's our website. Again, 609-488-4646. And just put in .com if you want to go to our website. I'd love to talk with you. No cost, no obligation. I think the time we spend together will be so worthwhile. And I can give you a promise. You will not do business with me as we talk on the phone. I'll just answer your questions. You have my word.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.